Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I have not been with you guys for a couple of weeks. Let me read you something I wrote to a publicist. Said, "Hi, Sandy. I've decided there's way too much negativity in America today, and as such, I've taken 2 weeks off from my radio program to reflect on future content. James Searson has been on a program before. He's the absolute perfect guest for me to start with when I come back on the air. From what you wrote in your introduction, Sandy, it would appear that he too realizes negativity accomplishes nothing. I'm definitely joining him philosophically through my program and in my individual philosophy. James is an attorney. He has a master's degree in media psychology. Among other things, he's a New York Times best-selling author, an international business attorney, a news analyst, cultural commentator, and social media scholar. He's been on the program before. I got to tell you, James is one of the reasons that I really enjoy doing this radio. He's a good guy, and he has an awful lot to say about what we can do to live together harmoniously and make America a better place. He's recently recorded a number of patriotic songs as a reminder to all of us that we live in the greatest country on the planet, and it's very important to realize that. James, tell us a little bit about your organization called Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Well, okay, that's not actually my organization, but I've dedicated the proceeds to these patriotic, beautiful songs to that organization. And it's an organization, in part, one of the greatest things it does is it pays off the mortgages of families of where the breadwinner has been taken and he happened to be a first responder. And some of the greatest Americans that we know are first responders. They also get involved with that same activity with people that served in the military. And my background, you know, I worked for many, many years in Hollywood in the entertainment business as a lawyer. But before I was a lawyer, I made a living as a musician, and I had the good fortune. I come from Chicago. I played in recording studios in Chicago, played keyboards and harmonica, and sometimes sang with some amazing rhythm and blues artists like Natalie Cole and The Impressions, Ramsey Lewis, Jerry Butler, a whole bunch of them. And I ended up coming to the West Coast because a friend of mine began to work for the Temptations, and I ended up for several years as the Temptations' main keyboardist, a piano player, that sort of thing. And I toured with them, and they were incredibly great people, and it's partially because of the money they paid me that I was then able to go to law school. I originally wanted to go to rectify what I thought was unjust treatment of musicians by the music business, but I ended up getting involved in a different business. But I've always been, I guess you'd call it, an activist for the nation. I've also, on behalf of Public Interest Legal Group, I've been involved in 36 cases that were before the Supreme Court with briefs that I co-wrote, and I'm very familiar with the court, so I'm intimately familiar with the Constitution, the principles behind the Constitution, which are really contained in America's birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence, and I realize the incredible gift of this country, of its founding principles, and what it is that we need to rally around. And the fact is, it's exceptional in the world. because, unfortunately, because our schools have been dumbed down, we have a generation of people who fail to understand the historical context of the birth of America, the kind of world that the United States was born into, and therefore they're susceptible to people who want to denigrate this country's history and heritage. And part of that history and heritage are these songs that, you know, are almost like hymns. And so I put together a little EP. It's almost finished with five of the most beloved patriotic songs. But in addition, we're at a time in our country where people are feeling despondent. And, of course, despondent in part because they live under an oppressive media. And so I want people to be filled with hope. One of the greatest, amazing, hopeful things is the actual text of the Constitution itself and the way it grants power to one specific area of government dealing with the issue of the election of presidents of the United States. And that body, it happens to be the state legislatures. And it is so explicit and clear in the Constitution that a lot of people, for whatever reason, they overlook it. Obviously, the media overlooks it. But the fact is that the state legislatures have it within their power to completely restore voter integrity, to completely restore America's faith in the election, and to deal with, you know, the various issues that are before us now after we had unprecedented things occur. And so I think that anybody that looks into that discovers the brilliance and the simplicity that providentially our founders were able to muster up, which is why we are the envy of the world in terms of our system of governance, which is not a democracy, but is a constitutional republic, which includes representative democracy, but it includes safeguards to protect individuals from mob rule, which always results in a pure democracy.
You know, I have one question I want to ask you about that very quickly, but I want to keep this short for your benefit, but I think you could answer it very quickly, fairly easily, and then we could talk about it at a later time. When you talk about mob rule, I live in the Northwest. I know you're down in Southern California, if I'm not mistaken. I'm about 2 hours north of Seattle. That puts me about 6 hours north of Portland, and I have to tell you, the mob rule that occurred in Seattle and Portland really, really disturbed me. And I would like to get you back on the program, James, at some point when it's convenient for you in the future, because this mob rule, some of the demonstrations that went on then, that went on a few months ago, where people in Seattle were actually shot to death during these demonstrations. And I have to tell you, we really need to get back to the Constitution and the leaders of the areas where mob rule exists right now, I think really have to curtail that. Final opinion on that, James?
Yeah, in many cases, and if you're in the state of Washington, Governor Inslee has blood on his hands.
Yes.
And the mayor of Seattle has blood. They were not just, you know, inactive and failing to perform their duty. They were enablers of the mob rule that you speak of the looting and the burning and the people that victimized the crimes. And it's my prayer that people will wake up and see that culpability and act appropriately with their electoral power in the future.
Mr. Harrison, we're out of time. Got to take a real quick commercial break. The only thing I want to say here is I agree with you 1,000%, sir. I want to get you back and talk about this.
We'll be right back. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in back to KER Politics. As I probably mentioned earlier, we're devoting virtually the whole show today to this COVID scare that's going on right now. I've got Dr. John Huber on the line with me right now. John is going to recap something that he and I have talked about in the past, and that is that if you're high risk, you really need to be concerned, but you don't need to be frightened. When I say concerned, you simply need to do what makes common sense so you don't get infected or what have you. But for the rest of you folks who are listening to de Blasio and the mayor of L.A. who is talking about quarantines, total shutdowns, etc., etc., John has some words for you that I think may take a little bit of angst away from your mental opinions right now. Dr. Huber, your answer, I'm not even going to stop you. You go as long as you want.
Go as long as I want. Well, thank you, Al. Well, you know, this whole thing has taught us a lot about our fortitude and individuals' ability to function. And if you're debilitated, like you just said, Al, you have to be taking care of yourself. You have to put out precautions. You have to make sure that you're not exposing yourself to this virus, because that's the individual, those individuals who are compromised, they have the most risk out there. The rest of us, you know, we're sitting there, 98 to 99% of us aren't going to have any significant problems at all. It's going to be like a bad flu. In some cases, it's not even like a cold for some people. And some people are asymptomatic. They don't ever go through that whole process. So the majority of us are going to be perfectly fine. We just need to be cautious about the individuals who are at high risk. And, you know, I'll say it again. Yeah, it's a small percentage of people, but those people who end up getting hospitalized because of it, because of their debility, because they have diabetes, because they're overweight, because they have a compromised immune system, they are going through a very traumatic situation. Now, we're all excited, and the press is all excited. We have two companies now that have virus or antiviruses out there, the vaccines ready to go, and they're talking about one of them's 90%. The other one turns around and says that theirs is 95% effective. And then the first one comes back and said new research shows that theirs is 95% effective. You know, that's wonderful. But the reality of it is 98% of us, our immune systems are effective against this virus. So if you put it, you know, they're thinking, you know, it's heaven sent because they have a 95% virus effectiveness. Our bodies are 98% effective in it. So you should take everything that's being said and realize you're going to get through this. This is going to be fine. And, you know, don't be crazy. Don't take, you know, Aunt Jane with her heart condition and her diabetes and, you know, run around with people she's never met in strange places and malls and like that and expose her to this stuff. Wash your hands. You should be doing that anyway. You know, it's 2020. We shouldn't have to teach people how to wash our hands. But guess what we did this year? We taught people to wash their hands and how to do it and be effective. And, you know, if you work in the healthcare industry, you've been doing this, you know, every day of your professional career. And, you know, there are times I wash my hands 20, 25 times in a day because I'm coming in contact with that many patients. And I'm washing my hands before I see the patient and after I see the patient. And then I go to my next patient and I wash my hands before I walk in there. And I every time, because I'm trying to be cautious. At the same time, I'm wearing those masks. And when the patient is in a situation where it's tuberculosis, TB, or COVID, we're wearing respirators. We're making sure that we're not committing any kind of behavior that's going to get us infected. Do that at home. You know, make sure your food sources are heated appropriately. Make sure they're at good temperatures. Don't let things get cold, you know. And then have people wash their hands. Maybe have somebody who's designated who's going to scoop up ice for everybody so that if, you know, little Billy over there has a runny nose or is sneezing and coughing, he's not giving anybody the regular flu or a regular cold. You know, we are learning about how humans act when we put the whole country down in lockdown. And we have to be cautious because for some people, the cure is worse than the disease because they would have had a strong enough immune system that they would have gotten through the disease without any problem, but they're getting depressed because they're not seeing family members. They're not seeing friends. They're not getting outside and doing physical activity and doing things in the real world. Do those things. Be smart about it. always be smart about it. You don't know if somebody's got an immune compromised system. You know, your uncle may have, you know, hepatitis C. Your uncle may have any plethora of different diseases. Your aunt may be diagnosed with diabetes and doesn't want the family to know.
John,
be cautious.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you look at Mayor de Blasio in New York, and he is talking about a major lockdown. Same thing is going on in L.A. right now. The same thing is going on thanks to Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington. Everybody is basically hiding out in their own homes, in their closets, and they are saying, you know, we're not going to interface with anybody, because if de Blasio says this is right, it's got to be right. I mean, after all, he is the governor. Now, I don't want to say anything against Jay Inslee, de Blasio being the mayor of New York, but I don't want to say anything necessarily against Jay Inslee, but I will say this. He is causing an awful lot of anxiety.
Absolutely.
As my guest in the first segment said, he said, you know, the problem is, not the problem, but he said, the reality is Jay Inslee's got blood on his hands, as does the mayor of Seattle at this moment in time. Yeah, the reason that's happening, Big John, is purely and simply because people are letting their anxiety levels go through the roof. Give us five quick things to do to not let that happen to ourselves, John.
Well, the first thing is take a deep breath and breathe and realize that, you know, if a virus gets into your house, you can't stop it. I mean, they find a way. That's why they function, and that's why they're still around. So if you're going to get sick from it, you're going to get sick from it. A mask isn't going to stop that. So we have to realize that, hey, I'm going to live my life, as opposed to just hide out and try to stay alive. Because hiding out's not going to stop the virus. So breathe. Take a deep breath. Get outside. Take nice walks. Take nice walks with important people in your family, people you're close to. Or take nice walks while you're talking to your best friend on your cell phone, or that friend you haven't talked to in 5 years. Pick up the phone, call them across the country, and take a walk while you're talking with them. Reminisce. Realize that there will be life after this, and one of the best ways to do it is talk to people that you maybe haven't talked to in a long time.
Dr. Hugh, I got to cut you off because I got to take a commercial break. You know all about that. You do radio yourself. I just want to say this. You are truly a breath of fresh air. And I would like all of my friends and all of my fans to please take what you say at heart. Dr. Huber, thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, outside of Milwaukee, are searching for a gunman who shot 8 people at Mayfair Mall. Barry Weber is chief of Wauwatosa Police.
Preliminary statements from witnesses indicate that the shooter is a white male in his 20s or 30s. Investigators are working on determining the identity of that suspect.
Police tweeted that they believe the shooting was not random and that it was the result of an altercation. The mall will be closed until further notice. The results are official and certified, and in, Joe Biden has won the Peach State.
I believe that the numbers that we have presented today are correct. The numbers reflect the verdict of the people, not a decision by the Secretary of State's office or of courts or of either campaigns.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the former vice president won by 12,000 votes. This is USA Radio News. The teen accused of killing two during the Kenosha, Wisconsin riots is released on bail. Here's USA Radio's Val Dior.
Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people and wounding a third during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was released from police custody on $2 million bail. On Friday, the 17-year-old left the Kenosha County Jail around 2 p.m. after his attorneys posted bond, which was funded by an online campaign. Rittenhouse has spent the past 2 months in custody on murder charges. He claims he fired his weapon in self-defense after hearing what he thought was a shot fired at him. 35-year-old Josh Zeminski has since admitted to firing that shot, but only as a warning to rioters closing in on his home. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
When Wall Street closed on Friday, it was lower. The Dow down 220 points, the NASDAQ down 50 points, the S&P 500 down 24 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in the second half of the KER report. Talking right now, we're going to devote the total of the second half on COVID. Got Dr. Charles Page on the line with me right now. You know, I did a bit of studying, basically downloaded everything off of the internet news sources that I've got before I sat down and talked with Chuck on this. And, you know, if you believe the internet, seriously, if you believe the internet, here's the deal. We'll all be dead by Sunday. The subject of Thanksgiving isn't even coming up. It is, I mean, the subject is coming up, but the odds of being alive on Sunday, if you read some of the stories on the internet, are absolutely mind-boggling to me. You've got de Blasio in New York is threatening a total shutdown. The mayor of L.A. is threatening a curfew starting very, very soon. Up here in the Northwest where I live, our entire social structure at our golf course is now shut down. We cannot meet at the golf course. I have a book club meeting this afternoon. I have to host it in my house. I'm going to have 7 people here, including myself. If anybody reports me, I will probably get fined because you're only supposed to have 5 people. But I'm going over the limit. I'm going to 7 and 8, but we will social distance. There is no question about it. Here's something I took off the internet this morning, the big picture regarding COVID-19. This is as bad as the pandemic has ever been. The most cases, the most explosive growth, and the greatest strain on hospitals. If businesses were closed right now, it would not be safe to reopen them. And holiday travel will be risky no matter where you're coming from or where you are going. The Seattle Times, Doc, ran an interesting article yesterday. Seattle had a total shutdown of restaurants beginning, I believe it was 11:59 last Wednesday. And the Times said, you know, if you look at this thing realistically, our opinion is you really have to look at the economic implications of it, because every restaurant, every service, part of the service industry that goes out of business, that means they're going to have to declare bankruptcy and go out of business, and there's nobody to save them. That is a really, really frightening story, especially given the fact that a lot of people like you, Chuck, are saying this is not that big a deal. Chuck, I'm going to give you the microphone for the rest of this segment, and then we can banter back and forth in the next segment. Your opinion, sir, on COVID. You've got kids that are COVID. You've got kids at home, Chuck. You're a very smart man. You've got a family. What are you doing? And tell me what you think about this total shutdown.
Well, I believe the total shutdown is an over-response. I mean, I think, you know, it's been said many times, you know, the treatment has to balance with the risk of treatment. And so, you know, my family is we're a unique family. First of all, we've got, you know, one kid home from Chicago. Fortunately, he's not up there going to school, and he's home. You know, I'm exposed to COVID every day as a surgeon. I have another son who's in College Station in college, and he just got tested for COVID. You know, and I have two sisters who believe very differently. They have a very different worldview about testing, and one sister who is isolating herself in Dallas and will not come to things. And so I have one sister who is completely isolating herself and will not come for Thanksgiving. And so, you know, if one of those things, if I go to Thanksgiving with my dad, who's 80 years old, my sister's going to kill me. And if I don't go, my 80-year-old dad is going to kill me. So, and if I stay here on your work, I might get COVID and die.
Right.
Or at least what the radio says. So, you know, here's the thing. We have to keep all this in perspective. You can't stop a virus. And so we have to have a little bit of common sense. And, you know, once again, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays, one of the things that we value as Americans is that family time. Many of us use that time as a time to worship. And so, you know, we have to go back and look at, you know, why we're doing what we're doing. You know, when we lose our why, we lose our way. And so, you know, taking a step back and realizing, first of all, with our family, you know, we have to assess the risk and benefits, and everybody's going to have different risks. Sometimes the risk of not getting together for the holidays, it's even riskier not to do so. I mean, I think about my dad. He's 80 years old. My mother's died, and, you know, he's alone. And this may be the last Thanksgiving and the last Christmas we have with my dad. You know, and just think about having regrets of that. I mean, my dad is very firm in his faith. He knows when he dies, he knows he's going to be in heaven. And, you know, he would much rather us be together for Christmas and Thanksgiving than for us to be apart, you know. Yeah. So you have to kind of weigh all those things. And I think that's important for many senior adults, that they, you know, they understand their time is drawing to a close, and, you know, they're content with their lives, and they'd much rather have the family together and take that risk. So we have to look at all those kind of things. We have to weigh those things. I think as far as our family goes, we need to listen. We need to communicate with our family members. We need to make them feel comfortable. You know, here's the thing about us as Americans. We're very creative. We're very resourceful. I heard of some friends that had a Texas turkey tailgate Thanksgiving. They all got together in their trucks, and they're kind of having a tailgate party out in the pasture. So we can do some creative things, and we can still get together. We can have virtual Thanksgiving meetings. You know, we can sit, and if some of the family members don't feel comfortable, you know, we can have two or three different meetings. You know, we can do this at different times. And so there's a lot of ways that we can be creative. I was even thinking about this. you know, we can get a COVID test before we all get together. You know, I mean, it's not hard to get a COVID test now from your primary care doctor. And if it's going to make everybody feel more comfortable having a COVID test, then get one. I mean, no, they're not 100%. But, you know, you can have a negative COVID test and then get COVID 2 days later, you know, right before you go to see your, you know, your family. But once again, just doing things that we can do, common sense precautions that we can do that can, you know, maybe minimize the risk and let everybody feel more at ease about COVID, you know, rather than having this, you know, throw in the towel kind of mentality that the sky is falling, you know. Once again, Texas has more COVID cases than any other state. We've crossed that 1 million line, and at least where I'm working, none of the hospitals are overwhelmed. We always have more space. And so kind of keeping that in mind that we have, you know, no one in the United States has gone without a ventilator that's needed one. We haven't lacked all the main resources that we need. We know the mortality rate is much less than what we anticipated, you know, depending upon who's, you know, which media you listen to. And so, you know, there's a lot of good news that's coming out. You know, we're probably going to have a vaccine by Christmas. So keeping all this in perspective, the sky is not falling. We're going to be okay.
Chuck, if I can just interrupt you for a second, we got to take a real quick commercial break here in way under a minute. But I want to just bring up a couple of things that I want to talk about in the next segment right after the commercial break. I want to talk a little bit about the fallacy of testing. On the news last night here in my neck of the woods, four people took four COVID tests. One of them had two positives, and exactly that same person with another tester had a two negative. So the story that my neighbor, who is in charge of COVID testing, a doc up here at the local hospital, the only hospital, said the problem with the testing is it really is not accurate. Ladies and gentlemen, Miguel's going to be right back with Dr. Chuck and talk a little bit more about the scientific aspects of what's going on. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is...
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up with the final segment of KER, the KER Report. I'm talking with Dr. Chuck, really a good guy. We're going to talk a little bit about his book here, maybe in 2 or 3 minutes, but I want to get back to the question of COVID testing. It's my understanding that the statistics that the media is putting out, both in the print and also on the internet and on the television, et cetera, those statistics are really not telling the whole story. Can you, if I'm true in that statement, Doc, can you elaborate on it for me?
Well, yeah, and it depends upon which side of the media you listen to. We're getting so many mixed messages from the media, but there are definitely false positives and there are false negatives. And so, you know, there's no perfect test with this. So yeah, I mean, you know, and once again, the whole irony of all this is that you can have a true negative test. I mean, you can be COVID negative and the test be, you know, 100% accurate, and yet you can get, you know, COVID 2 days later. So yep. It's a real challenge. You know, this is the whole frustrating thing for us as Americans is that we can't control this virus. And so, yeah, it's a very frustrating kind of situation, but there is no perfect test.
No, there is no perfect test. I mean, a number of your colleagues have told me that, and I find that to be very, very interesting. Now, let me ask you this. My assumption is that at my age, 77, my wife's age, 71, and a dialysis patient, we should probably watch our P's and Q's. We should do some serious, I would have to say, social distancing, but I don't think we should panic, because even though we're in a high-risk category, Kath, because of her health environment, and me because I'm a little bit overweight, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm guaranteed to perish, and she isn't necessarily guaranteed to perish if she gets COVID. Is that a true statement?
That is a true statement. So, first of all, we need to realize that the majority of deaths from COVID, about half of the deaths from COVID, from the studies that we know, are in patients who are, or people who are, you know, greater than 70, 80 years old. And then the rest of those people are people with a lot of comorbidities. But as far as you know, the risk, the mortality risk of COVID, I've seen studies that show that say that mortality is less than 0.02% for patients the age of 70. That's very low. I mean, that's much smaller of a mortality rate than what we were thinking back in February and March when all this was kind of evolving. So I think that's good news. I think we need to keep that in mind. Once again, you know, people are dying. I had a patient come in the office yesterday who had six family members who had had COVID, and, you know, four of them had been in the ICU, and two of them had died. So, you know, that does happen. And then on the other hand, I know people who in their 70s have had COVID, and they've gotten through it. You know, a lot of the things that's being suggested to us are things from a big picture public health general kind of perspective. You know, from a personal perspective, you either want to get the virus and get through it, or you want to, you know, isolate yourself until the vaccine comes.
Doc, let's get back to the vaccine. Now, Pfizer and another company are both announcing, Pfizer, if I'm not mistaken, announced yesterday, Friday, that their vaccine could be ready by the end of the month. That's just a week away or so if it's approved. Talk about the vaccine. Number one, are you very comfortable that the vaccine is going to be safe? And if so, why? And number two, their comment that the vaccine could be out, certainly not distributed, but approved by the end of November. Would you discuss those two subjects, Doc?
I mean, I think that's great news. So the two companies that I've heard of, first of all, is Pfizer. That's an American company.
Right.
Moderna is, I believe, a German company. And, you know, I mean, I think the United States has bought like several million vaccines already. And I think they're already revving them up to be distributed. So I think that's very good news. How safe is it? Only time will tell. Once again, this is one of those situations, you know, dire circumstances often call for drastic remedies.
Sure.
And so, you know, we really had to accelerate this. Normally it takes, you know, 8 to 10 years to get a vaccine. We did this in a year, which is amazing how this warp speed program, you know, kind of the rate they've done everything. Could something be missed? Well, that's potentially a problem, but I do think that, you know, it sounds like they went through all the checks and balances, you know, what we call, you know, stage one, stage two, and stage three clinical trials. So, you know, I think they've done everything that needs to be done. Are vaccines completely safe? No, they're not. Are they 100% effective? No, they're not. In fact, what I've heard about this vaccine is you have to have two vaccinations 2 weeks apart. So, you know, how many people are going to get the vaccine and then actually come back for the second dose? I mean, that's going to be another issue that's going to have to be, you know, kind of faced here in the process. But, you know, from the studies that they have at the present, the vaccine is 90% effective. So, you know, every vaccine can have complications and side effects. You know, once again, one of the things we typically see with most vaccines has to do with, you know, some of the, I believe it's mercury that's in these that are put in the vaccines to prevent, you know, bacteria and things from contaminating them. You know, what they're finding, though, is typically that was one of the big issues, especially with giving the vaccines to kids,
yeah.
You know, because of all the neurologic problems, ADD, you know, some people say Tourette's syndrome, and a lot of neurologic problems can come from these vaccines. I don't think we're going to see those vaccines in the population of patients that we're going to be giving these to. These are going to be people, you know, 55 and up, healthcare workers, you know, and so, you know, we're not going to expect a lot of neurologic, you know, sequelae from giving the vaccine to people at this age. I do think it'll probably be a lot harder, you know, to get a good, you know, immune response. You know, as people tend to get older, your immune system begins to kind of level out, and it's not as responsive. And so I do think we're probably, you know, not going to see as much of a, you know, an effective, you know, vaccination where we develop antibodies as we're going to see in other populations. But it's a great start, and I'll tell you, if I get the opportunity to get the vaccine, I'll take it.
You know, kind of the way that I'm looking at it, I'd like you to comment on this. We've got about 2 minutes left here, but I kind of think that this COVID-19 is probably not a lot different than any of the other flu epidemics that we have about once a year. Am I right in that, or is that just wishful thinking for a 77-year-old man?
Well, in many ways, it is like the flu. You know, we talk about the virulence, you know, and apparently it's about 3 to 4 times, more likely to spread, you know. And, of course, one of the challenges with this as opposed to the flu, you know, you get the flu, you know, a couple of days you're sick.
Yeah.
You know, you can have an incubation period of up to a week with this virus. And so that's the whole. You know, kind of the uncertainty about the virus is that, you know, there's some people that get the virus and they don't get sick at all. And even in 80-year-old people, they get the virus and they don't get sick.
Yeah.
And then there are other people who have this crazy immune response, and who knows why that is. And so there's so much more uncertainty in the virus, and I think that's what makes it such a difficult.
That's what makes it scary, yeah. Chuck, I got to cut you off just for a second. I'm going to talk about your book here. I've got a few copies, ladies and gentlemen, of this book left. Dr. Page gave me, I think it was probably 20, 30 copies of this book, just shy of between 20 and 30, I guess I should say. The book is called A Spoonful of Courage for the Sick and Suffering, Transferring Your Greatest Challenges into Your Biggest Blessings. I got to tell you, society right now is pretty pessimistic. You want a copy of this book? I'll put my phone number on the website where I'm going to have a picture of this book. You give me a call personally, I will send the book. No expense to you. I'm not making a nickel off of this thing. Chuck is so damn cheap. I told him I wanted $100,000 to do this, but he said, come on. And I said, Chuck, it's worth easily that kind of money. Let me know and I'll send you a copy. Dr. Page, thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.